Again, it's the round that we've seen already. Chasim v'kol ha-shoshvin and v'chol b'nei ha-chupa p'turim min ha-tefila. Just to fill us out in the backstory, we have a machlokas here in the Gemara between the unnamed Tanakama and the position of Rav Shela. They both seem to agree, at least with Rashi's mahal, they both seem to agree that when it comes to tefila and tefillin, that the chasan and the shoshvinim are pater. Rashi says the reason why that is because in the case of tefila, they can't have the requisite kavana. In the case of tefillin, we're worried about the shichras and kalas rosh. And again, we pointed out a number of times already that you see from here that Rashi's of the opinion that you don't necessarily need positive kavana for tefillin. Simply can't have the wrong kavana. You can't have the negative kavana. You can't have that which rises to the level of kalas rosh. That would be called hasach hadas. And that was the position of the rosh in Maseches Menachos. And I think that's a rosh also in Brachos that makes that clear. That's called kalas rosh. But simply not having positive kavana wouldn't be called kalas rosh. But when it comes to tefillah, tefillah requires active kavana, and if a person can't have the appropriate kavana, he won't be able to daven Shmon Esrei. So in those two cases, the chassan and his friends and the bnei chuppah are going to be potter. When it comes to Shema, that's where you have the machlokas between Rosh Shela and the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan held, Tanakama held, bottom of Chafei, top of Chafav, bottom of Chafei, top of Chafav. The Rabbanan held what? What was the position of Tanakama? Anyone? Chayev or Pater?
Chatan is Pater from...
That's Rosh Shela.
Rosh Shela says
Chayev. Rabbanan say they're all Chayev and Shema.
Yeah.
Why are they all Chayev and Shema? According to Rashi?
It takes
a minute. You could be a miyashiv yadas for a minute to say the first pasuk. The only thing that requires kavana, right? When we say mitzvahs kavanaso, is what? First pasuk. So say the first pasuk, have kavana, and move on. That's not a big deal. That's Rashi's interpretation of the Rabbanan. When it comes to Rav Shela, Rav Shela says, no, the chasan is pater, because he is torud, and the bnei achuppah are chayav, because they are not torud. But it would seem that he agrees with at least the other two categories, meaning tefillah and tefillin, that the chasan and the shoshvinim and the bnei achuppah are pater. Right? Because those are kavana based. Those are either kavana based or kalas rosh based. And those things we agree that for whatever reason, the revelers also can't have. The shoshvinim and the bnei achuppah also can't have the requisite kavana for tefillah, and they can't be assured of having proper state of mind for a tefillin. They're going to be involved in drinking, and therefore they're going to be in the state of kalas rosh, and we can't allow them to do tefillin. But when it comes to Shema, no. The only bar to Shema would be the tirda, and they're not tarid. That's where we left off. That's a simple shot in the Gemara. Okay? So the round picks up with Rashi's approach. Go ahead.
So what the Tanakhama says...
Everyone agrees. Tefillin and tefillah, they're potter. Everyone's potter. They argue in the case of Shema. Rabbanan say, or the Tanakhama says, that the chasan is chayev, along with the shoshvinim. And the Rav Shela holds that the chasan's potter while the bnei achuppah are chayev. Okay? All right, that's all old news. Let's see the Ran. Now, the Ran has a number of different steps here, so we'll try to do it slowly.
The Ran, chatan v'kol shoshvinim?
Right.
Chatan v'kol ha-shoshvinim v'kol bnei achuppah. Ptorim min ha-tefila, mishum debai kavana. So they're all pater from davening because it requires kavana.
Good. What type of kavana are we talking about here?
You said not negative kavana.
No, this is for tefila, not for tefillin.
Oh, for tefila.
What kind of kavana? Avi Hirschman, what kind of kavana are we talking about here? What? Yeah, but what specifically?
For the first promise.
No, even before that. Before we get to avos. Omer lefnei HaMelech, Omer lefnei Hashem. You need that. Without that, it's not a ma'aseh tefillah. Right? So that was where Reb Chaim explained that stira in the Rambam. The Rambam, one place, seems to say that you need kavana all the time. In the second place, in Perek Yud, the Rambam seems to say, no, it's ideal to have it for everything, but at least for avos, you must have it. So we say, manashach, what does that mean? So we explain there are two types of kavana. There's what's called kavana of Omer lefnei Hashem, and then there's the kavana of Pirush HaMilim. So Pirush HaMilim, it's nice to have it for the whole Shmoneh Esrei, right? But it's indispensable for the first bracha. Omer lefnei HaMelech bad idea that you're standing before Hashem. If you don't have that, you don't even have a tefillah. Right? The Rambam says that's not really called a kavana. That's simply part of the ma'aseh tefillah. Without the cognition, without the recognition that you're standing before God, when you're involved in this process, it's not called prayer. So forget about what the words mean. Right? You're not involved in a ma'aseh tefillah. So here we're talking about at least that. A person has to be able to realize that he's omer lefnei Hashem. Apparently by drinking too much, can't have that. Or by simply being so distracted, he's so involved in the party, can't have that. Okay. Umin ha-tfilin?
Yeah. Yishum tishkicha shechrus v'kalas rosh, because being drunk is common in that instance.
In that setting, it's very likely that these people are going to be inebriated and they won't be able to properly do the mitzvah of tfilin. Good.
V'chayav v'kriya shma, yishum dimitzvas kavanato, Eino ella pasuk rishon. The mitzvah kavana is only on the first pasuk. Viyicholim liyashiv da'atam shakpana kadei pasuk echad.
Right.
And they can hone in their thoughts.
Good. No big deal. No big deal. Why should we pater them? Okay. Keep going.
Mishum rov shila amru.
Right. For those that are just tuning in, we're now on the top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph and the Dape Harif. Top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph and the Dape Harif. Rav Shela Om Mishum Rav Shela Amru.
Chatam Patam Kriya Shema Detarid, because he's mentally preoccupied. Veshar Bnei Chupa Chayavim Veleis Lahu Lahani Nai Osek B'Mitzvah Patam Mina Mitzvah.
Right,
because they do not have the condition.
Well, he's saying two things. He's saying these people are Patar. Why? I mean, they're Chayav. Why?
Because they're not considered. They're not considered Osek B'Mitzvah.
No, he says, because they're not Torah. They're not Torah. That's the way Rashi explained of Shela. Remember, they're not Torah.
Oh yeah.
The Chassan is Potter because he's Torah. There's the Bnei Achupa and the Shoshvinim are Chayev because they're not Torah. And then Rashi makes this general observation, and that is what.
And that they're not Torah, and like he totally doesn't have the whole thing of Osik.
Right, neither of them. Leis lahu lahani tanoi. Rashi claims that neither of Shela nor the Tanakhama here buy into Osik B'mitzvah, Patur B'mitzvah. That's why they have to give these different reasons. Right? They give Kavana, Tirada. Now what do you see from here, by the way? From that statement. See, the Ran says that the... Again, recapping Rashi. The reason why the Chassan is Patur from Shema is because he's Torah. And the Shah B'nai Achupa are Chayavin because they're not Torah. And then we say, oh, these Tanayim don't hold the Osik Mitzvah, Patur Mina Mitzvah. So what do you see from that statement? What's the relationship between Tirda and Osik B'Mitzvah?
They're not related.
They're not necessarily the same thing. If you remember, when we first saw that concept on Chaf Hei, that was something that we questioned. Is Tirda just another type of Osik B'Mitzvah? Or is it different? Right? So from here, it's mashma. This approach is maintaining that they're not the same. I could hold to the concept of tirda. I could say, yeah, is there tirda? Is there not tirda? And I could still not hold of osik mitzvah, patur mitzvah. Meaning, Torah is a different type of exemption. It's not necessarily osik mitzvah. Does everyone see that? Mm-hmm. You're just saying that, or does everyone see that? Yeah. Say again. Yeah. When the Ran says the Torah, the reason why the Chassan is Torah, see, the reason why the Chassan is Potter is because of Tirda, and Shar B'nei Achupa are Chayavin because they're not involved in Tirda. V'les lahani tanoi ha'osik mitzvah Potter min ha'mitzvah. So I'm just asking, what do you see from here about the relationship between the concept of Tirda and Osik mitzvah? They're not necessarily the same.
They're not the same. They're not, really
they're not necessarily the same. Tirda can be a separate category. It doesn't have to be part of Osek B'Mitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
He's Tirda with... He's Tirda the Mitzvah. It doesn't necessarily mean that he's under the general category of Osek B'Mitzvah. It could be a separate Patur.
So the Chassan is Chayev or Patur from Zayn?
It depends who you ask. If you ask the Rabbanan, he's Chayev. If he asks Rav Shaila, he's potter.
Right, so it's chayiv even though he's tarred? Or because it's only one?
Right, Rashi doesn't use the term tarred for the Rabbanon. And he explains the Shita of the Rabbanon, it seems to be all a Kavanah issue. And we say, oh, for one pasuk you could have Kavanah, right? The whole thing of Kavanah for Shema, that's Ma'akev, is the first pasuk. And he says, for that you could be Miyashiv Das. That's the Tanakhama's position. Now, again, we didn't really address this yet, but what's the machlokas between the Rabbanon and Rav Shaila in terms of how you understand Tirda? Why doesn't Tanakhama here say, well, he's Torah? Maybe we should take that up first before we get further in the round. How would you deal with that question?
Of the
basic question over here. Why doesn't the Tanakhama agree with the position of Rav Shaila?
Because he says you can muster it up for 1 minute.
And why? Rav Shaila says you can't? They're arguing on whether or not the Chassan could do it, we could pull it off, whether they could have concentration for the Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad.
No, they're arguing whether it's Pater.
No, I understand. I'm asking. How do you understand Tirda? They're arguing apparently on how you understand Tirda. Right? How it works.
Okay.
I'm asking you to explain the two positions, the two sides.
One says even though he's Tirda, he has to say it because he can muster up one pasuk. Is that what you're saying? Even though he's Tirda, he has to say one pasuk. All right.
Even though he is Tarot, he's still Chayav in the Mitzvah?
Yeah, because he has to say one pasuk. Is that what one person's saying?
Factually, that seems to be what he's saying. I mean, what's the...
That's what Tanakh was saying.
So now you're asking what's the argument. What's the difference? How do they hold Tarot as different?
Agreed. When it comes to the Shoshvinin, I understand. With Shoshvinin, everyone agrees. The Shoshvinin, everyone agrees that they're not Torah. They're not Torah, so therefore they're Chayiv in the Mitzvah. They're Chayiv in the Mitzvah. They're not Torah, so I can require them to say Shema. Both Rabbanon and Rav Shaila agree with that. So let's take that off the table for the moment. Yeah. Now we're only talking about the Chassam. Factually, what's the question? Are we Mechayiv him or are we not Mechayiv him? Rabbanon say... Oh, well, it's just a moment. It's just a minute of Kavanah. What's the big deal? And Rav Shaila says, no, he's Tarot.
Yeah.
So what's Machlokas?
Is he Tarot or not?
Or okay, can you take that a step further? Okay, good. How do you look at the Petur of Tirda? How do you look at the Petur of Tarot? How does that work?
One says, if you're able to, you
Tirda is time-dependent versus if it's on the God.
I'm not sure what you mean.
If
according to Rav Shaila, once you're in a state of Tirda and you are Tarud, we don't say, well, let's look at that mitzvah that's being presented now. Can you do it? Can you not do it? Can you put aside your Tirda? No, it's intrinsic. It's categorical. We don't say, well, let's start looking into the particulars of this mitzvah. We don't care. Apparently, the Rabbanan are not holding that way. Rabbanan is saying it depends on the mitzvah. We don't simply look and say you are Torah and therefore you potter from all mitzvahs that you confront. The nature of the Petur of Tirda apparently is somewhat of a sliding scale. It depends. Right? It depends on the mitzvah that you're now being confronted with. Is that a mitzvah that you could do? Well, Rashi says, the Rabbanan say, yeah, you could do that. Why could you do it? Because all it takes is a minute. So in terms of Tirda, it's not an intrinsic exemption. It really depends upon the nature of the mitzvah that is presenting itself. Is that what you're saying?
That sounds a lot better when you say it.
But I'm saying, is that essentially what you're suggesting? That the question is how you look at Tirda. Is Tirda an absolute?
Yeah.
Once you're Tarud, that's it. I don't care about that. It sounds like what Shayla's saying. He is Tarud. He's Potter.
Yeah, I was trying to go that direction.
Because I think you were getting more involved in a particular. You're like looking at this one case about the time.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a matter... Because in different cases, it could be for a different reason why the mitzvah is not going to be a bar. Mm-hmm. Right? In this case, it happens to be that it only takes a moment. And another reason, it could be that it's easy to do for a different reason. So I don't think you have to limit it to time. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, once you push it into time, then if you have another case where there's another reason why you're not tarred, you'll have to reformulate the whole shita. But if you simply say that it depends upon the nature of the mitzvah, means there's certain mitzvahs that allow for themselves to be done in concert with the first mitzvah, so we're not going to call that a tarred. That's not tarred. Or Rav Shaila doesn't hold that way. Rav Shaila says, once you are tarred, you're tarred. I don't care what the other mitzvah is. Similar, not exactly the same, but similar to what we said originally about the Ran and Osek Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. Remember what the Ran said? I don't care if it's Efshel HaKayim Shneihem, Efshel HaKayim Shneihem. Once you're an Osek, I don't care what the other mitzvah is. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. The Ran said, regardless of what the other mitzvah is, even if it's Efshel HaKayim Shneihem, you are an Osek, finished. So it sounds like we're saying the same thing over here, you know, within the Shitas of the Gemara, within the Machlokas, how to understand Tarot. Is Tarot like that or not? The same Machlokas that we had about Osek Mitzvah, Patum and Mitzvah between Tosos and the Ran, do we look to Efshel HaKayim Shneihem? Do we not look to that? It's the same thing we're saying over here for these two Shitas about Tarot. Do we look to the other Mitzvah? Do we not look to the other Mitzvah? Like the Ran said about Osek Mitzvah, I don't care if it's Efshel HaKayim Shneihem or not, you are an Osek, that's it, you're Pater. Okay, so it's a nice thing to do the other mitzvah, but you're not required to do the other mitzvah. Okay?
So is Torah like an active thing, or is it a passive thing?
What do you mean? So like when you're potter?
Are you actively involved in being Torah?
There could be different types of Torah.
You have to be in a status of Torah, even if you're not...
Right, it doesn't necessarily mean because you're doing certain meisim that you're Torah. Right. It could be a state. That's right. It could be a mental state. That's what we said about the chasan. The chasan is tarred. Why is he tarred? Because he's thinking about the be'ila. He's thinking about the fact that he has to have the bias mitzvah, or he's thinking about the fact that he wants to make sure his wife's going to be a besula. He's not necessarily doing anything now, right? He's in the middle of the simcha. But we say he's tarred. Why is he tarred? He's not involved in a particular act. It's more of a mental preoccupation. Yes, I think that's correct. Okay, so that's the type of thing, when you see a machlokas like this, you got to ask yourselves, what are they arguing about? Right?
Yeah.
You can't just say, well, this one holds this way, this one holds this way. You got to ask yourselves, what is the fundamental difference between the two of them? What are they arguing over? So, okay, Rav Shaila says he's Torah. What about the Rabbanon? Don't they know about the concept of Torah? Oh, obviously, for some reason, that's not an issue here. Why not? When you're learning, those are the types of questions you have to ask yourself. When you see a machlokas like that, and you see a principle being used by one shita and not the other, you say, okay, well, what happened to the other shita? Why didn't he use this principle? All right? Okay, let's go on now. Back to the Ran.
Okay.
So the Ran quotes the whole shita of Rashi, and he says, Zohi shitas Rashi zal. The second line there. The chitema. So after presenting Rashi, Avi, he says, maybe you'll ask Akasha. They ask Akasha on this Rashi. What will you ask?
Avel, the lav bar kavanahu. And Avel is not a bar kavana. The afilu hachi, chaya b'chol mitzvos hamoros b'torah. But he's, even though he's not a bar kavana, he's still chaya b'chol mitzvos that are in the Torah. Mishum de'i bayale litu ve'daite.
What's he talking about?
He's talking about how an Ovel is still all those things.
He's talking about an Ovel specifically by Sukkah. What do we tell him? We told him, you sit in the Sukkah. You have to sit in the Sukkah. Boy Leli Suve Daite. We told him, get your mind straight, get your head on straight, and go sit in the Sukkah. And not only that, you chayav no mitzvos. So, why is that? Why are you telling me now that the chasan is potter based on this kavana problem, when the Avel, who also seems to suffer from the Kavana problem, he's chayav in mitzvos? That's a question that he's raising.
Because we said that, I think it's because there's Avel is a different type of tirdah.
Right, that's his answer. So if you'll ask me this question, I'll give you this answer. What's his answer?
Wait,
That's his first approach. He says, you know what? First thing I'll tell you is maybe the Avel is just like the Chasan. He's also potter from tefillah and tefillin. But he rejects that right away. What's the problem with that position? That suggestion?
It's not clear to me.
It's not mechuver. What's mechuver?
Clear.
It's not clear, right. Not clear. I mean, it doesn't really make sense. Pair, right? We specifically single out tefillin as being the one exception.
That he doesn't have to do.
We say he's potter from kol mitzvos hamuris b'torah, except he's chayiv in kol mitzvos hamuris b'torah, except for tefillin. Why? For a technical reason, because it's called pair.
So wait, why would that?
So he's not. You see, he's not potter from tefillah, and he's not really potter from tefillin because of kavana. He's potter from tefillin for a totally different reason. So don't tell me now the chasan and the avel are really the same. His first answer was to say, you know what, they're really the same. They're potter just like each other. No, that's not true. It's not so.
Alma halav achi mechayev betfila nami islan lechive.
No, I'm sorry. Alma halav achi mechayev. If not for that fact, he would be chayev. Chayev in what?
In tefillin.
If not for the pe'er problem, he'd be chayev in tefillin. So is he like the avel or unlike the avel?
He's not like the Avel.
Because what's the reason why the Avel is potter from tefillin? Because of Pe'er. But if not for that, he'd be chayiv in tefillin.
It's not a kavana issue.
So you see, it's not a kavana issue. And what about tefillah? Oh, tefillah also. He probably is chayiv in tefillah, the Avel. So that's not a good answer. So he's back to his question now. Back to his question, why is the chasan different than the Avel? Why are we pottering the chasan based on a kavana approach, and the Avel, who still seems to suffer from the same problem, is Chayiv. Mm-hmm. Right? Chayiv, you with me?
Efshar li lidchok velomar al das Rashi zal de honey de lo svir le
nehi. So he says, I'll give you a forced teretz. If you put me against the wall and you tell me I have to answer up for Rashi, so within Rashi I'll say fine. These Tanoim, the Rabbanon and Rav Shela, they don't hold up Osek Mitzvah Patam Mitzvah. Fine. So what? Afilu Hachi
Kevan the Tirdas Mitzvah Hu Loma Mechamre
Mach Marinan.
So
I'll tell you, there's a difference between the Avel and the Chasan. What's the difference? This is what you were saying before.
That it's a different type of tirda.
Yeah, different type of tirda. What type of tirda does the Avel suffer from?
Not tirda the mitzvah.
Sa'adilei. Yeah. Right, if you remember, that was Lashon of the Gemara. It's its own tirda. It's his own mental state. It's not one that was specifically produced by the mitzvah. He's distraught, he's upset, he's distracted. Fine, no one's taking that away from him. But when it comes to mitzvos, you have no choice. You got to deal with it. You're chayiv. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aval ve'avel derushus agridahu. He's
involved in a tier that derushus greida. Just greida means simply alone, nothing more. It's nothing more than a tier that derushus. No, stop.
Oh, yeah, Machmarina.
That's his distinction. The Chasan somehow is still involved, right? Now, in the middle of the week, he's still involved in a tirda that stems from the mitzvah. He's involved in a tirda of the mitzvah. What do you see here about Osek Mitzvah, Patam Mitzvah, according to this approach? Is tirda and Osek Mitzvah the same?
No.
No, still not, right? Because the Ran is saying, I'll give you, Nehi, I'll give you, it's good. Osek Mitzvah, Patam Mitzvah, fine, they don't hold of it.
It's not the same.
Not the same.
But like, it's the tirda is caused by the mitzvah. It's the fact.
Yeah, but it's not because of Osek Mitzvah, exactly. Exactly. Tirda now is a separate category. Even with this, within this analysis, it's a different category of Patur. It's a different exemption. They don't hold the Losik mitzvah pata mitzvah. Fine. So now let's approach the two of them. The Ovel is chayiv in mitzvahs except for tefillin because of pe'er. Why is he chayiv in all these mitzvahs?
Because
his tirdah is just what? It's tirdah the rishus. It's his own tirdah. It's not a tirdah of a mitzvah. Tirdah of a mitzvah will call you tarid. Tirdah that's not a mitzvah is not called tarid. Halacha doesn't acknowledge the tirdah that is tirdah delay. That's tirdah the rishus. As a patur. That's not a poter. We tell you, okay, fine, you have to deal with it. But a tirdah the mitzvah, a state of tirdah that stems from involvement in a mitzvah, that's already a halachic concept. That's a halachic mechanism. And once you have that, now you putter. You putter as a torah. So the chasan somehow, because of the tirdah that now he's experiencing a week into his wedding, 5 days into his wedding, 4 days, whatever it is, somehow in the Zayin Yemei Mishnah, he's still called Tarud, so we'll say he's Pater. Mm-hmm. Not so with the Avel. But you know what he says? I don't like this approach. Lo Nihira. What doesn't he like about it?
The Lo Nihira, Lefichach, Nira, De'islei, Lahai, Tana, Ha'osik, Mitzvah, Pater, Mitzvah.
Good, stop there. What doesn't he like about this approach? What do you have to take for granted with this approach?
That
they don't hold of osig mitzvah patam and mitzvah. That the Tanakam and Rav Shela both disregard osig mitzvah patam and mitzvah. He says, I don't really feel so good about that. Not so comfortable with that. Initially, you forced me to answer up for Rashi. I tried to answer up for Rashi. But if you ask me honestly, do I think that's a great pshat? No, I don't think it's a great pshat because I really think that they do hold of osig mitzvah patam and mitzvah.
He thinks that Rav Shela and the Tanakam and Google.
Right. So now his second approach. So we first approach. Second approach is going to be to work within the world of Osek Mitzvah Patan Mitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Good. So what does he say?
Mihu Svirle Debe Kriyashma of Le Deleka Tircha Klal. It has no Tircha whatsoever. Velo Miyachzer Be Midi Mi Simcha Didhu. And it's not lessened or weakened by a simcha?
No, his simcha is not lessened.
Oh.
Right? His simcha is not lessened. What's simcha not lessened by what?
By the osik.
By saying Shema.
Oh, fine.
By saying Shema. You want to be mechayiv him now to say the Shema. Oh, what about osik mitzvah patam and a mitzvah?
Mm-hmm.
What about osik mitzvah patam and a mitzvah? So the Ran now has this radical approach. Within, again, that doesn't mean that he's going to hold this on his own, but if you ask me to explain Rav Shela and the Rabbanon, how can they hold Osek Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah and still have to come up with all these different reasons why everyone's Patur here? Why don't you just say Osek Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah? He says, oh, because you don't always say Osek Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah, according to them. It's not true that when you're involved in a mitzvah, you're automatically Osek Mitzvah. When do we say that you're Osek Mitzvah? He says, I'm not asking for any kind of secret. What's he saying here?
He says that you're osik mitzvah.
Well, let me frame it differently. Why are you not called, why are you not putter mitzad osik mitzvah in this case?
Because it's not going to take away from something?
Because it's not a tircha.
Yeah.
It's not a tircha.
Oh, so he's saying
which will subtract from your simcha.
So whenever you're torah, that's when you're going to be osik.
Exactly. Whenever there's a tircha involved, now this is a big chiddush. Chaim Fori did not like this approach yesterday, but we just have to try to explain what he means. It's a big chiddush. What the Ran is saying, at least within these two shitos, is that not everyone who's bogged down and involved in a mitzvah is automatically called osek. What do you mean? Well, you have to look at what you're doing and look at the mitzvah that you're now being confronted with. If doing the other mitzvah is a tircha, then you're going to be pater. Then you're an osik. Then you're an osik, and that's it. There's nothing to talk about.
There's no tircha involved here.
There's no tircha, so therefore, you're de facto, you're not called an osik to the extent that you're going to be pater. So we tried to give a couple of examples. Right? One of the examples that we gave is we said a guy is driving. So he's driving, he's involved in something. Now, if you ask him, are you busy? Well, we'll say, well, it depends. What are you asking me to do? If you're asking me to talk to you while you're sitting in the passenger seat, I'm not too busy for that. I can continue doing what I'm doing, and it doesn't detract from my driving. If you ask me to read an article while I'm driving, that I can't do. One second. That's what that was your taina. I want to try to deal with that, right? Right. We said you're listening to the game, and someone asks you to do something in the room while you're listening to the game. No one's going to say, at least according to the Ran, you're not going to say that that's a tircha. Why is it not a tircha? Because not taking away from what you're doing. You're listening to the game as much as you were listening to it before. It's a passive activity. You're just as much passively involved as you were before.
There's always an active involvement in a passive thing. I'm saying, like, if you're listening, you have to pay attention. Like if you're doing something else, you might not be paying attention while you're listening.
Not to the same extent, apparently. But that's still not called a tircha. It doesn't qualitatively change your experience enough to be called a tircha.
So that's what a tircha, I'm trying to come up with an actual definition for tircha. It's like it's too open-ended.
Yeah, you're right.
It's
well, why don't we use the Ran's Lashon? What's his Lashon? The lack of tircha klavelo mechzer bein midi misimcha didhu.
Yeah.
Something that's not going to be poches, it's not going to detract, it's not going to be mechzer from whatever you're doing. That's not a tircha. If whatever the activity is that you're asking me to do is going to be mechzer from what I'm already doing, that's a tircha. Like you said, you guys inside watching the game and you ask me, can you come outside and rake the leaves? That's a tircha. Right, that's a tircha. Even though I could still see the game from maybe from the window, but now you totally altered my experience. It's been qualitatively altered. It's different. That's a tircha. Now you say osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah. But if that second activity that I'm being asked to do is not a tircha, by the way, this has nothing to do with efshel lekayim shneim, eifshel lekayim shneim. According to this approach of what the Ran is saying now, let's assume that doing the second mitzvah, right, doing the second mitzvah is a tircha, but it won't adversely affect my performance of the first mitzvah. Let's just hypothetically assume that.
Then it's not a tircha.
No, not necessarily. That's what I'm trying to say. It could still be that it could be efshel lekayim shneihem, and it could still be a tircha. It could be efshel lekayim shneihem, but it's a tircha. You need an example? I don't know. We have to think of an example. But the Ran is not getting into here the distinction of tolosos. Is it efshel lekayim shneihem or eefshel lekayim shneihem? Even if the second mitzvah won't ruin my kiyum of the first mitzvah, it's not going to interfere with my performance of the first mitzvah. If it's a tircha, I'm an osek. Don't bother me. Remember, you asked me yesterday, what about that? What about efshel lekayim shneihem, eefshel lekayim shneihem? What I'm suggesting is that the Ran is saying, even if it's efshel lekayim shneihem, but it's a tircha, you're going to be called an osek, and you're potter, you're categorically potter. Now, what's an example? You want me to come up with an example where you're osek,
but it's a tircha,
and it's efshel lekayim shneihem.
Yeah.
What's that in English?
You're doing one mitzvah. Technically, practically, the second mitzvah that comes along is one that I could do concurrently with the first. It's not going to ruin my first mitzvah's performance, but it's a tircha. It's a pain.
Getting stuck might be tircha.
Well, how about the case that we had? I'm watching your Aveda. You ask someone to teach you Torah while the guy's spreading out the sheet. So you could do both of those. Teaching Torah is not going to detract from spreading out the sheet. You can continue doing both of those things simultaneously. Right? That's efshel lekayim shneihem, technically. But let's assume, for whatever reason, teaching you Torah is considered a tircha. Hypothetically. Right? According to the Ran, in that case you would say, you're potter. You're absolutely potter. That's called osek. You could do them both? Yeah, but that's a tircha. When it's a tircha, then you're not chayav to do anything else. But let's say it wasn't a tircha. It was not a tircha. No, then you're chayev. then you're actually chayav. Right? I mean, there could be other examples. If it's not a tircha to do the second thing, if it doesn't constitute a tircha,
yeah.
If it doesn't constitute a tircha, then you're going to be chayiv. What about osek mitzvah patur mitzvah?
What's the tircha about it? What's the
pain? In this case?
What's the pain about it if you can go and do the other thing though?
I mean, why is it? When would it ever be a tircha if you could pull it off?
Yeah, like I'm still having a hard time.
So let's say in the case of the simcha, let's say in the case of the wedding, for some reason, doing that other thing is going to be mechsor from your simcha somehow.
Like you're in the middle of dancing?
Right, exactly. In the middle of dancing, and the guy says, come, I need you to say Shema. There's only one dance where your friend is going to be juggling fire. Right? And now they say, okay, you got to come down, you got to come say Shema now.
And you're going to miss it.
You're going to miss it.
Yeah.
So could that maybe that's a tircha. That is poches my simcha. I've been waiting for a year, you know. I'm waiting for a year to see this guy juggle fire. Now you tell me I have to go out right now to say Shema? That's a tircha. Why? How do I know it's a tircha? Oh, because it takes away from what I'm doing. It takes away from my simcha. It doesn't necessarily have to mean that it's going to affect my mitzvah. I'm still going to have the same kima mitzvah at the end of the night. I'm going to have the same performance of mitzvah. No one's going to say, oh, I wasn't mekayim the mitzvah of mesameach chasan and kala because I stepped out for a minute. No one's going to accuse me of that. It's not that my performance of my mitzvah has been diminished. Right? Compromised. Good. But what is it? My experience. Now I know it's a tircha because my experience has been compromised. So you're right. It is somewhat subjective. It's going to depend on each setting. The mitzvah that you're doing and the mitzvah that you're asked to do. Sometimes saying Shema is not going to be a tircha. Sometimes saying Shema is going to be a tircha. Right? Sometimes doing the other thing is always going to be a tircha. Since the other thing is active, it could be that's always going to be a tircha. But you're asking me to do something that's relatively passive? Well, it depends what I'm doing. It's radical. It's a big chiddush. Because you're saying now that there is no real objective standard for how you understand osek mitzvah. It depends. It depends on what you're doing. Not necessarily the case that automatically when I'm doing a mitzvah, I'm called osek. Look at what you're being asked to do. Is that a tircha? No, then you're not osek. I shouldn't say you're not osek. You're not potter. You're not potter. You're still involved in a mitzvah. But you're not osek insofar as the rule of osek mitzvah, potter mitzvah goes. Now, obviously, if the second mitzvah is going to interfere with the kiyum of the first mitzvah, then there's nothing to talk about. Then even Tosos agrees that you're osek mitzvah. Right? This whole tircha analysis only comes into play when it's esher l'kayim shneihem. If it's esher l'kayim shneihem, everyone agrees osek mitzvah, patur min mitzvah. Right? Everyone understands that? Everyone realizes that? Even Tosos, who has the more restrictive understanding, the more limited understanding of osek mitzvah, would say, if the second mitzvah is going to interfere with my first mitzvah, then of course I'm pater. But the Ran is saying now that there's room, at least within Rav Shela and the Rabbanan, to say that in a case where it's not going to interfere with your mitzvah, not going to interfere with your mitzvah, you could be chayav in cases where there's no tircha, but pater in cases where there is a tircha. What's called a tircha? The best we could do is use the Ran's own language. When it's mechser midi from what you're doing. Now Chaim wants to say that anytime you're asking to do something else, it is mechser midi. Apparently that's not the case. Apparently that's not the case. It has to be a qualitative diminution, not a quantitative diminution. You're right, you're saying for that 1 second, the guy's not being besimcha. He's not whooping it up for that 1 second, he had to say Shema. Yeah, but a second later, is he going to feel the effect? He's going to say, wow, my simcha has been diminished? No, he's not going to say that.
So really, it has to be after the fact.
Well, you know before the fact that that's not going to happen.
I'm saying like it's got to be that by the end of the night that didn't actually.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to have to look at it in that way. Because you're right. By virtue of the fact that you're doing something else now, my full attention is not focused on this. You could say, well, it was lessened. Yeah, but it's not really lessened. The overall quality of the event wasn't lessened. I listened to the game, but you asked me to stuff envelopes while I was listening to the game. Is my overall enjoyment, my overall experience lessened? No, no one's going to say the next day, wow, I really couldn't pay attention, so I was stuffing envelopes. You might not have liked stuffing envelopes, but you're not going to say that that was something that took away from your experience. Couldn't really enjoy myself because I had to do this other activity. The other activity is totally passive. Might be a pain, but it's a pain inherently, not a pain in terms of what you're doing. It's another involvement, but it's not an involvement that takes away from your experience of the first involvement. All right? So that was the first approach of the Ron. Okay, listen, like I said, there's going to be a sliding scale, you know, it's going to depend upon the activities. You tell me a guy's an aberration, halacha doesn't deal with aberrations. We deal with generalities.
Right? I'm saying,
if you have a unique individual who can't do, you know, chew gum and walk, so we say, batol, daitol, etol, kaladam. We don't, halacha doesn't deal with a guy like that. We don't look at his particular quirk and say, well, the standard's going to be changed now. I'm serious. The halacha standard...
But I'm saying, according to him, though, then it's
still... It's going
to
constitute a tircha?
It might even be Yesh L'Kayim Shneim.
Okay, that's different. If it's Yesh L'Kayim Shneim, fine.
But like for him, it might be Yesh L'Kayim.
That's a different story. But if you tell me it's just because he's very sensitive and therefore he's going to really feel the next day that he's lost out because he's so sensitive, I don't think that's going to matter. I don't think halacha is going to say that's called a tircha. You have to look to the nature of the activities, not to the peculiar nature of the individual. I mean, occasionally we do that. Occasionally we do. We say there's a category known as istinus. But sometimes an istinus is factored in. Guy's very sensitive, very genteel, so we look to certain things about him. An istinus, yeah. This is a very guy who's very finicky, very particular.
Is that English word or Hebrew?
No, it's Aramaic. What? Istinus. Yeah. All right. Could you get through the second answer of the round here?
Yeah.
Let's do the second answer of the round. Yeah, I'd like you to tell me what the Ron is changing in this approach now. We're up to the Inami. I beg your pardon?
Which approach is this?
Inami. This is the first answer he gave was to explain within Rashi. The second answer was rejecting Rashi's approach and saying within Osek B'mitzvah Patron and Mitzvah, I could still make sense of Rav Shela and the Rabbanon by saying that there's this new understanding of Osek B'mitzvah with Tircha. And now he has an Inami. What is Inami?
Inami, the chasen of Bnei Chupa, Batar Nisuin, after Nisuin Be'ila, Lo Nikru Oskim B'mitzvah, like the chasen and all the Shoshbim are after the
right.
They're no longer called Osik B'mitzvah.
Good, stop. So what's he changing now? What's changing from the second answer, I mean the previous answer, and this answer?
The time.
No, not saying that. Not the time. They're both assuming the same facts.
That there's Osek B'mitzvah.
Yeah. What was the previous answer saying? There is a concept of Osek B'mitzvah Patur Min Mitzvah which should apply now. It should technically apply now. Oh, but we have this new understanding, this revolutionary understanding of Osek B'mitzvah Patur Min Mitzvah, which says it doesn't apply now, in this case. Because there's no tircha.
This is saying that there is, and it is.
The previous answer is saying there should be, but there isn't.
Yeah, this is saying
there isn't. There isn't. It doesn't apply. It's not even shaykh here. Why not?
Because the mitzvah's over.
They're simply not called Osik Mitzvah, Patam Mitzvah during the Zayin Yimei Mishnah. After the Be'ilah, there is no Osik Mitzvah, Patam Mitzvah. Because the previous answer was assuming that it's shayach to say, it makes sense to say, that they're osik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah during the Zayin Yimei Mishta. In the Inami, he's saying, no, there is no involvement in the mitzvah anymore. There is no involvement in the mitzvah anymore, and therefore osik mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah is off the table.
And then
So then what's the reason why they're patur? Oh, so then you have to give me different reasons why they're patur. If it's not because of Osek Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah, which I really hold of, which I as the Tanakhama or I as Reb Shela, I really hold of that principle, but simply not Nogeya here. Why isn't it Nogeya? Oh, it's not Nogeya because I'm not Osek in a Mitzvah.
I have a question.
I'm sorry? The Shavuot Brachos, the week of Shavuot Brachos.
So,
applicable.
So the thing is, in Ksuvos it says that the Chasson is potter from saying Kriya Shema until he has been able to
write. Right.
So he has 1 full week to do that.
Good. So until he has Be'ila, then he'll be Osek Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah.
Right. So the thing is...
Or he'll be Torah. Depends upon how you want to look at it. But either way...
Or it's pretty much the same thing.
Okay. But once that's over...
Once he does that, then then he's Chayav.
That's what the Ran is saying here. He's not, you're not going to potter these individuals based on a principle of Osek B'mitzvah during the Zayin Yimei Mishnah because there's no mitzvah to speak of. Apparently, the previous answer was based on what assumption? That the Zayin Yimei Mishnah somehow are an extension of the original mitzvah. That the involvement with the Zayin Yimei Mishnah is really an involvement in the Nisuin. And therefore, there is Osek Mitzvah, Patan Mitzvah to be spoken of. It's an extension. The Zayin Yimei Mishnah are simply an extension of the Nisuin. And therefore, there's an element of Osek Mitzvah. In this answer, the Ran is saying, no. The Mitzvah ends when the Mitzvah ends. That's it. Now, Zayin Yimei Mishnah, there is no Osek Mitzvah, Patan Mitzvah. It's not an extension. It's a different phase, which doesn't necessarily involve Osek Mitzvah. Previous answer, Osek B'mitzvah. Why? Oh, because Zayin Yimei Mishnah somehow are an expansion of the essential mitzvah of the Nisuin, whatever the mitzvah is over there. Over here, there's no mitzvah. There's just the mitzvah of Simcha. That doesn't make you potter. That's not called Osek B'mitzvah. So why you potter in all those cases? Oh, you potter because of Kavana, you potter because of Kalas Rosh, you potter because of... What about Sukkah? Why can be Pata from Sukkah, according to this approach? Because of Tsar. Yeah. Now again, this is also a little bit strange to see the Ran saying, because what did the Ran say the reason is why you were Pata?
Yeah, I don't remember.
The Ran held Osek B'mitzvah, was the really? Patur from Sukkah.
It's ironic.
Right?
Why? Then how did then now?
Because he's not saying his own Shita here. He's just trying to explain Rosh Shaila and the Rabbanon. He's just trying to explain these maverick Shitos. These different shitas. These shitas that don't seem to be in line with the rest of the Gemara. So Rashi has his approach to say, oh, they're totally off the charts. They don't know the Osek B'mitzvah, Patur B'mitzvah. So the Ran is a little bit more circumspect and says, no, they hold to that, but they don't apply it here.
But why didn't Rashi just simply say that the Osek B'mitzvah didn't apply here? Like, he could have come up with what the Ran said. Why didn't he say that?
Okay, good. We'll come back to Rashi, I guess not today, but we have to try to answer Rashi also. Maybe we'll deal with that next week. The Tosos on the top of Chavav Amar Aleph sort of takes up that question and argues on Rashi. He doesn't like Rashi's approach either.
He doesn't like Rashi's approach, but there's a reason that he probably didn't say that he probably said outright they don't hold.
All right, so let's just table that for 1 second. Let's just finish out the Ran, okay? Just try to deal with one Rishon at a time. So what does the Ran say in conclusion of this answer? So if that's the case, that really there is a concept of Osek Mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah, but simply it doesn't apply now, Basar Nisuin and Be'ila, they're not called Oskin B'mitzvah. So now you have to give me reasons why they're Patur. So when it comes to Sukkah... Right, in that case, they're Mitzdarinan, they're Patur. Oh, Mitzdarin.
Oh, here, okay, now he's going to say, V'kol hecha delo chadu v'hade chatam kol zayin.
That's why they're mitzdayer. They're upset. If they can't all be together making merry, they're going to be very upset. And if you put me in the sukkah and I'm upset, I'm potter from the sukkah. Okay?
Mishum hachi, chayam b'kol shar ha-metzos chutz v'nat
And that's why they're really, that's why they're really chayim in all mitzvos. Because they're not subject to Osek B'mitzvah. So why are they potter from those other things? Well, it depends. Sukkah, because they're very upset. Tefillah, Kavana, or Kalas Rosh for Tefillin. Right? Those things. Yeah, he's sticking with those.
Okay.
Stop. So that's the end of his answer. Yeah. Now he takes it a step further. This is a very subtle point, but it's important. The next thing that he says is very important. Okay?
Yeah.
Everyone's clear up to now? Go ahead.
We'll do a recap.
Yeah. Do for Yonah, I'll do a recap.
Benir Shazeh Hayadas Harav Alfasi Zal, the Rif. Shehevi Behilchos. Shehevia Behilchos Shehelu.
Behalachos. Behalachos. He brought this Sugya in his Halachos. How does the Rif work? What does the Rif do?
Takes out Halacha.
the Rif basically is a code, like the Rosh, like the Rambam, mm-hmm. and maybe not as user-friendly as those later codes, not organized the same way, but organized just according to the flow of the Gemara, basically extrapolate those parts of the Gemara that he felt were halacha and ma'isa, and he recorded it in a manner that was similar to the flow of the Gemara.
Yeah.
What did he not include? He didn't include Agata, and he didn't include those parts of the discussions which he felt were not halacha and ma'isa. Right? So the Ran is saying now, it's a very interesting approach. He says, look what the Rif does. The Rif brought down the Rabbanan and the Rav Shela. Right? So could it possibly be based on the idea of not holding of Osek Mitzvah Patron Mitzvah?
Who, the Rif?
The Rif brought it down, right? Is it possible that they actually don't hold of Osek Mitzvah Patron Mitzvah? If Rav Shela and the Rabbanan didn't hold of Osek Mitzvah Patron Mitzvah, would the Rif have included them in the discussion? No, because we hold of Osek Mitzvah Patron Mitzvah. So the Rif would have had to have rejected the Tanakama and Rav Shela, not included in his code. But by virtue of the fact that he did record those shitos, how did he understand them? Oh, he understood them as being based on Osek Mitzvah Patur Mina Mitzvah.
That's a good proof. Okay.
It's a good proof, right? Not like Rashi. He says, because had he learned them like Rashi, had he learned Rav Shela and the Rabbanon like Rashi,
then he would have
just left them out. And that's the last point there. He says, She'ilu divrei Rashi zal delo kehilchasahi. It would have been shelo kehalacha, and the Rif would have just left them out. But by virtue of the fact that he put them in, you see that he learned these shitos not like Rashi, rather like one of these two approaches that I just presented, says the Ran, either like my first approach or like my Inami, both of which are based on Osek B'mitzvah. The first one being based, for recap now, first one being based on the sliding scale of Tircha insofar as how it affects Osek B'mitzvah. When the second mitzvah presents a tircha, then you're Osek B'mitzvah, Patur Mina Mitzvah. When it doesn't, provided that it's Efshel Kayim Shnehem, then you'll be Chayiv. You'll actually be Chayiv because you won't be deemed an Osek. Or, Inami, second answer, really, Osek B'mitzvah, Patur Mina Mitzvah is something that's in my list of rules. I do hold of it, but it's on my list of rules, but in this case, it doesn't apply. Why not? Because after the Nisuin and after the Be'ila, you're simply not involved in a mitzvah. You're not Osek B'mitzvah now. And therefore, you need other reasons to pater me from all these things. And that's why I have to resort to Kavana. That's why I have to resort to Shichros. That's why I have to resort to Mitzdayer. All those reasons which are different than simply saying Osek B'mitzvah. Yes, of course. Of course I hold of Osek B'mitzvah. It's not applied. They're not applied here. Why not? Because there's no mitzvah going on. Now that could be because of what we explained previously about the nature of simcha. In other words, this answer doesn't necessarily mean to discount there is a mitzvah element to simchas chasan akala. It could just mean that the mitzvah of simchas chasan akala is more similar to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. All right, that there's no specific tzura to the mitzvah. There's no specific tzura, or there's no specific time when I must do it. I must do it all the time that I'm not required to do something else. We gave that suggestion previously. Right? So it doesn't necessarily mean to discount that there is a mitzvah, simply that you're not called Osek B'mitzvah when you're involved in Simcha. And then finally you have the Raya from the Rif. The Raya from the Rif is, hey, the Rif includes it, it must be Halach L'maisa. If it is Halach L'maisa, it can't be discounting Osek B'mitzvah Patur Mina Mitzvah.
Why?
Because we accept Osek B'mitzvah Patur Mina Mitzvah as a rule. The Gemara stands for the proposition that there is Osek Mitzvah Patur Mina Mitzvah as a rule. Now you tell me you have a Shita or two that seem to say not like that. Well, if that's the case, we're just going to take them out. I'm not going to include them in the Gemara. I mean, include them in the Rif. Oh, they're included? It must be they do hold of it. They do hold of it. It has to be based on one of these two approaches.
Well, who came first, Rashi and Rif?
Who came first? Well, I don't know. Why does it matter who came first? They're both approaching the Gemara.
No, so I know, but I'm saying who came first in terms of timeline?
I think Rashi came first, but I'm not sure why that would make a difference. They both have that same have the opportunity to say the same shot, yeah, or a different shot to him. The Rif wasn't kafuf
to Rashi.
Right.
The
right.
Rif was in
Rashi.
Fez.
Actually, I'm not 100% sure now. I'm not 100% sure who came first.
No.
Yeah,
either way, they're
Rashi, they come first?
Rashi was
Rashi came first. He was about almost 1,000 years ago.
And the riff was about two or three centuries later.
See, that's one of the big questions over here, how they got the Rashi on the riff. Right, where did this Rashi come from? So in the academic circles, they call it pseudo-Rashi. Pseudo-Rashi, so it's not really Rashi. So either one of two things happened. Either one of the Talmidim of Rashi later sort of wrote down this commentary over here, and it's very similar to Rashi, or someone simply just took pieces of Rashi from the Gemara and simply put it over here. Yeah. What happens every once in a while is that there are differences between the Rashi on the blot and the Rashi over here. It makes for interesting conversation, but you don't usually get too bent out of shape about a Rashi that's over here on the riff, again, because of its questionable
providence.
Yeah.
What about the Rashi?
Did
you see Rashi
is
from Fez?
Where did Rashi stop? Right, Rashi promises grandson he started. Right. Okay, we'll stop here, and Blina, the next week, we'll take up that tosos on the top of Chavav, and I don't know, we'll take a vote. There's a sugya that we didn't do that really pertains to the previous sugya. So we'll take a vote whether we want to go forward or go back for a day or two on the previous sugya. So we'll see. Tosos on Monday. Okay? Okay. Zach, I'll have to let you know about tomorrow. There's a possibility I might not be able to give the shiur tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I'll let you know later in the day.
Okay.
Okay. All right, have a good day.
Okay.